Hey, Naina here. Firstly, thank you very much for joining me on this episode of Naina's Nazar, a podcast about the lives of young adults like me. Guys, I have great news. You can now listen to my podcast on platforms like Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Radio Public. Ye sab kya ho gaya hai, guys? We slept in one world and then woke up into another. Ye sab kaise ho gaya? Suddenly, Goa was not the holiday spot anymore. In Bombay, everyone sleeps. Na jadoo ki jhappi de sakte hain, na pyar se haath tham sakte hain. Suddenly, hum sab alag ho gaye. The meanings of freedom has changed. All of a sudden, staying away from parents and grandparents has become an act of love. Who knew aisa time aa jayega? Sabse pehle, we were advised to take precautions. That injected a little fear. Next, we were told to stay home for one day. And then came the final blow. Complete shutdown. I don't even want to get into the damages that has done. But isn't it catastrophic that such a tiny virus can scare humanity to such extent? Getting scared and negative thoughts was everyone's primary response, right? Go nowhere, touch nothing, wash your hands every hour, keep watching TV news to know if the virus has reached your state or not. I remember shaking hands with a neighbor once who was coughing. It was out of reflex, I guess. But then I was scared as hell. I can't imagine the mental state I was in when I sneezed afterwards. I had imagined all the things that would happen next. Being in the quarantine center, fluids, medicines, pipes, oxygen, ventilator. Gosh. And next day, I was fit AF. So my father is a pharmacist. He doesn't have the luxury of working from home. He tells me that the patients that are coming these days are ill mostly because of the mental stress of all things. This thing made me realize that the panic is way more dangerous than the pandemic itself. Being positive is the only option we have right now. Staying mentally, emotionally, and physically fit is the only way to keep moving forward. Thank you, Papa. So today I think it's good to share with you all the positive aspects that I have retrospected in these tough and testing times. The first and foremost has to be gratitude. Where do I even start? It is undeniable that so many people are going through circumstances that you and I can't even imagine in our wildest dreams. Their sorrows has taught me to acknowledge the privilege that I possess. Even feeling gratitude for my parents' hard work that eventually got me this privilege. Talking about parents, this brings me to the next great thing that happened to me and even you can do. Resolving all the pre-existing family issues. This lockdown has given us the required time and space to settle all the disputes with our parents. Dysfunctionality between parent-child relationship is very common nowadays. As upbringing plays a key role on our mental health, having a healthy relationship with parents is very important. That is a topic of its own, and we'll cover that up in some other time. For now, I can say confidently that one good thing that happened in this lockdown was restoring the strong bond with my parents. The next is nonetheless value addition. You know what I'm talking about. Ramayan, of course, and every other TV show that has started airing lately. And sab crazy ho gaye. Every night, mummy forces me to sit with her and get some values into my little kaddu. Kuch to fayda hua hi hai. At least everyone is spending much time together. I truly believe that we are all going to come out as better versions of ourselves. For me, next is seekhna sikhana. Jaise, maine papa se carom khelna sikha. In return, I taught him using Facebook. Big mistake, trust me. Mummy has started writing again. Seeing her pursuing her childhood hobby makes me really, really happy. This is kind of a vacation for all the working ladies out there. Yes, there have been times that were undeniably depressing. I remember the time of Sir Irfan Khan's and Rishi Kapoor's demise. Everything felt so heavy and the year felt like some curse. Each loss felt dearly personal. But as they say, oldest of the cliches remains the truest. Time heals. It always does. There is something about that new morning, the next morning. Whatsoever the last day has been like, the next sunrise always brings hope. Yes, these times are bad and tough, but we are tougher. We have no choice but to stay positive. That brings me to patience. Patience is one key to survive these times. If not, then every day, even every hour, is going to be so heavy to pass. Trust me, this is not going away any sooner. All we can do right now is stay safe and stay mentally healthy. Be prepared to face worse when it's gone. The aftermath will truly test our resilience. Help your parents, accept whatever they give you. Trust me, it's best of what they have. Be creative with whatever you have. Great times lie ahead. All this will become stories we tell our grandchildren. Now, I am no motivational speaker, neither do I believe in them. This podcast is just a way of telling myself all these things. In the process of telling you all my thoughts, I self-aware myself even more. So thank you very, very much for listening to all my teenage nonsense. I'm truly very grateful. Thank you for joining me on another episode of Naina's Nazar. If you have any podcast ideas or any questions, or if you want to join me, you can directly contact me on Anchor app. You can also listen to Naina's Nazar on another platforms like Spotify, Google Podcasts, Breaker, and Radio Public. Until then, all the positive vibes.